After the deadline for evacuating condemned buildings in Ostrava's Přívoz district passed on Saturday night, around 25 Romani families remained in the buildings. Authorities visited the site on Monday to evaluate the state of each building, warning residents that they are remaining at their own risk. Masha Walensky spoke to Kumar Vishwanathan from the Ostrava-based civic group Coexistence, who had spent almost a week in the Přednádraží ghetto. Here's how he explained the situation there right now.
People contend the statement of the authorities saying that not all 10 houses are dangerous. They're in different states. Some houses are too dangerous to live and nobody's living there anyway. There are other houses which can be repaired with some greater efforts, and there are houses which can be repaired with lesser efforts. There is also the big problem of the sewage system, which is the fundamental problem from our point of view, and that belongs to primarily the city authorities. And the city authorities, having known the situation for almost 20 years, have not done anything. For the past 2.5 years, the situation has grown so bad that the sewage system has completely collapsed. They've been put under a lot of pressure and health threats because of the failing of the city authorities. Now, these people, they say that they don't want to go anywhere. These houses are their homes. They think that they have to be renovated. They can be salvaged. There is a civil disobedience going on.
Do these tenants have legal ways of fighting for their rights in this case?
A legal approach is very complicated, but we're looking into it. The people are now fighting for the water because they've been cut off from water. They're fighting for the sanitation. There are other things like electricity, structural problems, etc. And they're in close communication with the owner. So the owner has agreed that if they really want to live there, and if he gets the permission that they can stay there, he will invest in everything. But he says that his efforts are undermined by the fact that beneath the houses, the ground, the sewage system is completely destroyed. So he says that he should wait until the fundamental problem, the sewage problem, is settled, and then he shall go take these houses from the bottom up and start repairing. It has to be solved in Ostrava, by the authorities. What we feel is that there are shady deals going on behind the scenes to get rid of the people and use the land for other purposes, for industrial purposes, because the site is very well situated with good access to the highway, with good access to the railway connection to Poland and to the Baltic and to Germany. People think that there are other interests, especially some of the town councillors are actively involved in business entrepreneurship. They're businessmen, basically.
And I guess there is, at least at this point, enough support from organizations like yours for them to remain there.
We feel a lot of support. In fact, at midnight on Saturday, when the deadline expired for people not to remain there, and we were all in an illegal state, the postwoman came to express support, you know. In the morning, the waste collector came, you know, in his big truck, said, hold on, some lot of solidarity. We find people passes by who just stop, and instead of saying rude words at the Romani that normally happens here, you see very encouraging words from people. Hold on, you know, they see it also as an unfair kind of not transparent situation that Romani tenants have been put into, and they all are expressing support.
And that was Kumar Vishwanathan of Coexistence discussing the situation in Ostrava there, buildings that have been condemned, and the Romani families there are deciding to hang on. In related news, we're expecting a report on that to come out on Wednesday about the state of the building, so be sure to follow news at radio.cz for the latest update.